Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about getting higher resolution out of your A to D converter. So I'm doing this podcast while driving, and I'm just going down to Penrith, and you'll hear the nav person speak from time to time.
In 200 metres, turn right onto Wasco Street.
Okay, so you'll be able to, if you want to, if you're really mad, you can go to all these things on Google Maps and plot my way there. So what happened is I did my gym.
Take the next right onto Wasco Street.
I did my gym work and brain work for an hour, and it's less tiring. You know, that's the major thing. I'm slowly increasing the gradient and the speed with which I go, and the number of brain exercises I do, and the percentage and stuff like that. All just grind.
500 meters, turn left onto Ross Street.
And then I came back to the little A to D converter I'd moved to. So the Arduino's really 10-bit, but really technically, I suppose it's 10-bit. And I was not getting very many more bits. I was only going to get one extra bit out of this system. And I was just scratching my head what's going on. So I'm using the 115 A to D converter. It's rather good because you've got four inputs and 15...
Turn left onto Ross Street, then turn right onto Great Western Highway.
15 bits, which is almost all what you really need for this. Yeah, come on, you mateys. And alternatively, you can get a 24-bit Bemoth, you know, sort of a large $24
Turn one. Right onto Great Western Highway A32.
These are $2 each, and so I was a bit realised. And then the story is that there's the 1015, which is 11-bit, and the 1115, which is 15-bit. So 1 bit's for the sign, so it's really 14-bit. And you know, what's going on there? And the answer is that I just had to change the sign of that to get the gain. Now I check back on my thermocouples. I'm not sure that they provide the same gain in differential input, so I can't. It provides the same gain. I have it on high res. Now, what's good is that this is switched on these little load cells. So I'm looking at two different types of load cells. One is the traditional torsion load cell with all the resin, and it drifts over time. Now I've got also the MIMS load cell. Now it suffers a little bit of hysteresis, so it reads a different value going from a high.
Continue on A32 for 2 kilometres.
It goes from high mass. If you go high mass, say if you got an empty scale and you put in a you zero it with 0 grams, and then you put something on, you'll get a mass. And then if you put 500 grams on, and I suppose zero that, and then put in the mass, you'll get a different mass, and that will be different. So there's a sort of a drag hysteresis there, but it does appear very, very stable. It's basically 100 units easily. Yeah, 100 units covers 6 grams. So that's 106, that's about 0.2 gram. Is that what, 106? It's actually 20. Oh, it's 0.05 grams. And that's what you really want for a student project. Going any higher, you get... So the big issue here is that if you have a large footprint, that large footprint is wind sensitive, and all this type of stuff. It's
in 600 meters, continue onto Western Motorway M4.
So the idea is I'm going to get three of these little feet, and measure them on an A to D converter. And the feet have a power supply in. I still, you know, there's still things to do, that is stabilize the voltage in, but the voltage in is, seems pretty stable. So it gives you a fractional read between zero and your supply voltage, and then
continue on M4 for 7 kilometers.
All right, it's going to give me a go there. I just commented out the 0115 to the 1115, the 1115 scale got you up there. So I'm just looking in that the Arduino seems set up for just one of these 115. I'll definitely take it there. So the entire thing is not spending money. Here we go. Oops. It's actually quite rainy here. 15, 40. Got to pick up this old guy. He's not going to be with us that much longer. He's unfortunately got quite aggressive throat cancer. And unfortunately, I agreed to take him to RSL, and unfortunately, I'm taking my own daughter out to Scouts, so it just can't be done. And just unfortunate when it all happens. So this is up and ready, rip roaring, ready to go. So. It's essentially a simpler, lighter unit with these tiny little button cells. So this will be, I suppose, the Australian dollar coin. I don't know what the American... I think the nickel is the largest, one of the large coins. So it's sort of a large coin and size. So you just put these on, and they seem very stable, whereas the it's like it's really, really hard to work out how this goes. You could put two voltages in and read the A to D out, which I think is better than what it's doing at the moment. So the IC2.
In 3 kilometres, take the Northern Road A9 exit towards Penrith, Windsor.
Yeah, so it's just trying to work out how all this goes. I think I've bought the little nano boards for for pH meters, where you really want it to 1 decimal point, so 1 part in 100, your 1 part in 1,000 measurement there is more than good enough. And then your Arduino nano board, and the whole Arduino nano board, which can output a serial point, is an ideal interface for your pH meters, because you hook your pH meter in, and then out comes a serial. It's a serial address, and there's several serial lines through it. Whereas the 24 is, so that's ideal. And then the the little A to D's have four readings of it, and you can gang four of them up. Four addresses you can have. You can't do much more than that. After that, you need to be smart and wire up another S2, clock and SD hookup. So I really, I don't know whether you can do that on a nano.
In 600 metres, take the Northern Road A9 exit towards Penrith, Windsor.
So it looks so that I can get quite a respectable mass measurement and stable mass measurement. With
Take the Northern Road exit, then keep left at the fork.
115 ADD and these little button cells, I don't know what they're called, the MEMS technology. And the advantage of it is that they dutifully just sit there for, I suppose, forever, for weeks, just measuring your 3 grams. Now, if you zeroed something and you put the 3 grams on it, it would measure 3 grams. You come back after lunch, it would have to be re-zeroed again. So it's just a big question about whether these little babies have to be re-zeroed, temperature compensated, or all this type of stuff. It would be really interesting to actually have a mass in a small oven and just ramp it from 0 degrees up to whatever it is and just see if you can map a zeroing for it. But then again, this is for kiddies' use, and I just really do think that this is the way to produce a set of scales, and it's out of the way. So it's a bit expensive, but my sort of view is that this is the way the technology is going to go. Now, this is going to tell me.
Continue on A9 for 2 kilometres.
All right. 2 kilometres, okay, I'm doing well. This is great. Oh, you can see this freeway has been really rebuilt. And yesterday I took the thing of trying to ask for help, and I couldn't work out what's going on. So essentially, you'll get what do you say, 0.01 gram, so a hundredth of a gram resolution. I just want to think for the kids' stuff, if you want well, I've got basically 1.5 kilograms of mass that can measure, 2, 3, 500 gram stages, and these particular stages are pretty robust. So they're little button cells which put under the 3 feet, and essentially you want it such that it can measure per millimeter of water reagent. You put it in, 1 gram goes up. So you want to be able to pour into this so many grams.
In 500 meters, turn left onto Smith Street.
Yeah. So essentially, you want to have a situation where you've got the pH meter in, and you're dropping in acid of a particular pH. And is that Smith Street? There you go, mate.
Turn left onto Smith Street.
Okay, just a little bit. It's hard to see what's going on here. Caught the lights here. Thank you very much. Here we go, Smith Street.
In 200 metres, at the roundabout, take the third exit onto Fraga Road.
Oh, dear. It's not easy navigation in this part of Penrith. So we're going to go up. And it's beginning to rain at this point in time. Was a bit of a too hard.
150 metres, continue straight to stay on Fraga Road.
So I'm just trying to work out essentially.
Continue straight to stay on Fraga Road, then turn left onto Fisher Avenue.
Okay, so Fisher Avenue is coming up soon. That must be Fisher Avenue here.
Take the next left onto Fisher Avenue.
Okay, well, that's the end of the story. I'm about to actually. Going to pick up my old, well, he is an old soldier. Poor chap. It's not much left. Okay, thanks a lot for listening. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.